We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So they're bringing back The Price is Right. I don't know how they're going to do that with the old come on down and everything.
Come on down and stay the hell away from Drew Carey.
Who, by the way, has grown a beard.
Well,
he'll be sporting that when the show returns. But we will be speaking with someone who has at least been in the theater. Is that fair to say?
I think that is fair to say.
And he'll join us after 3:15. This is from the New York Post. We've all heard about these murder hornets up in Washington State. Who write? I'm telling you, are these like first grade journalism scoops? I'll just read it as it's written. That is one small step for man, one giant vacuum ride toward oblivion for hornet kind. Space-suited bug specialists successfully vacuumed up a nest of so-called murder hornets in Washington on Saturday, capping a months-long effort to swat back the invasive bee-slaughtering pest. Got him! The Washington State Department of Agriculture tweeted on Saturday afternoon alongside photos of their efforts. Have you ever watched videos of what these things do
to
honeybees?
They're carnivores.
They don't even eat them.
Right.
They just cut their heads off.
Rip their heads off, correct.
And then fly off.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's not like they take them back and...
What scares me is they've gotten one nest. Well, what does that mean? It's not like... This is going to be whack-a-mole with murder hornets. I think taking out one nest is great, but there's probably 500 more, don't you think?
So here's how it worked. The basketball-sized nest was hidden inside the hollow of a tree in woods 2 hours north of Seattle. It is the first nest of the 2-inch-long venomous insects, whose real name is Asian giant hornets, to be successfully located after almost a year of worrisome individual sightings near British Columbia. The state's efforts began with the trapping of three... Ooh, you want to talk about some good detective work here. The state's effort began with the trapping of three hornets and the task of keeping them alive with strawberry jam long enough for the next two steps. Or next step, sorry. Entomologists then used dental floss to tie tiny radio tracking devices to their abdomens.
And one of them ripped it off and escaped, Scott.
The hornets then had to be tracked. Well, he's probably dead. He probably went back to the same nest and got vacuumed out. The hornets then had to be tracked back to their nest, which was well hidden inside the cavity of the tree. One bug was lost entirely in the process, Dana, to your point, causing some concern.
Now, I want to show you this picture because you're going to think this is a joke, and it isn't. It shows, it's a very zoomed in photo of a scientist's hand. They are tying a microchip to this hornet with dental floss. In fact, I'm going to put it on my social media account because I saw this last week when they said this crafty SOB ripped off the dental floss and the tracker, gave a gigantic middle finger to the scientific community and flew away. It looks like something out of a movie, but it's a tiny, tiny, tiny little microchip. And they've got tweezers, and they are tying it to this hornet with dental floss.
Oh, listen to this. The venomous hornets have a 6 millimeter long stinger. Have you seen the entomologist when they went to the nest?
Yeah.
I mean, they literally look like they landed on the moon.
Yeah.
That's how covered they were. Said one entomologist, Eric Spickiger, we extract them alive. We will kill them. The tree will now be cut down in order to extract and kill the larva and ideally find the queen so long as she hasn't hightailed it out of there to start a new hive.
Huh. Despite their nickname, the hornets kill at most. Listen to this. They're trying to make this sound like good news. Despite their nickname, the hornets kill at most a few dozen people a year in Asia.
It is unknown how they got to North America. I have a gigantic fear of bees and hornets to begin with. You wouldn't catch me within 10 miles of that place.
Before the murder hornet arrived, hornets, wasps, and bees, just your garden variety, typically found in the United States, kill an average of 62 people a year here. So those are the people who are highly allergic. You got to carry the EpiPen with you everywhere you go in case you get stung. I can't remember the last time I got stung by a bee. Like, it's not pleasant, but I can't remember the last time it happened.
It's been a long time for me, too. It's been a long time.
Hmm. Here's my favorite story of the day.
Oh?
Kid's my hero.
Good kid. Noah Smith will hop on anything with a motor. He'll spend as much time as he can on the dirt bike, behind his house, often needing to be reminded to come in and eat. And sounds like a kid from the 80s. As he tears his way around the track and jumps off his homemade ramp, you can't help but notice his hair blowing behind him.
Party in the back!
Business up front. Getting a look at his cut may take you back to the 1980s. You see, Noah is rocking the iconic mullet going down to rest just above his shoulder. It's a style the 12-year-old has sported for a couple of years now. Says Noah, in fourth or fifth grade, I started and I had a rat tail. And in sixth grade, I cut that off and started the mullet. Beside the fact that this is a do you don't see every day, Noah is getting even more attention for it thanks to something his father found scrolling through Facebook one day. Oh, come on.
There's a competition.
We saw the USA Mullet Championships were hosting a kids division.
Brought to you by Joe Dirt.
We thought our kid has a mullet, so let's go for it. This year is the inaugural kids competition to find the youngster with the best mullet in the country. They have roughly 100 applicants.
It's a really cool opportunity for him to be in the top 10. It's fun to see our son's picture all over Facebook. And on the website of the USA Mullet Championship. No. USA, mm-hmm. No.
The competition ended yesterday.
Or how big is a purse on something like this?
$500 for first place.
Please, let's not bring this back.
The cost of a haircut?
It is mulletchamp.com.
I had a great mullet back in the 80s. 89 was my strong year.
It says, check back later this week for the results. Glorified, demonized, respected, and detested, the mullet has endured enough throughout human history to be officially celebrated at the USA Mullet Championships. Think you got what it takes to win?
I did. I look like Joe Elliott from
Def
Leppard.
Come on. Let's not bring this back.
Well, you know, Morgan Wallen, the country singer, he rocks a mullet, and he's a big reason as to why they're popular again.
So did the Tiger King.
There are just certain things that belong in the 80s for good. And I'm going to put the rat tail and the mullet. Yeah.
Like the girls do to the moon on the front where you could literally throw a dart in there and it would stick.
Mulletchamp.com. We will monitor those results and bring them to you.
Damn
later
right,
in
we're
going to
monitor those results. This is big news.
I mean, this is bigger than cornhole championships.
Yeah, it is.
All right. When we come back, The Price is Right, how they're going to do it, and a recent contestant.
Oh.
I think we can call him a contestant. He went through the process. It's different now because of the pandemic, and we're going to hear about it straight ahead.
All right.
Hey, where's the drums?
Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite daytime show is coming back. Hasn't been aired since March. Right, CBS News with unbridled enthusiasm and unchecked affection. Contestants have always been the stars of The Price is Right. More than 2 million exuberant fans have taken part in the show. The one to my right won the whole damn thing a couple years ago, even though she thought Puerto Rico was part of Mexico. But those fans will be mostly missing when the show returns with new episodes this week after going on hiatus in March due to the pandemic. For the first time, The Price is Right will be without an audience. Or will it? Joining us on the KMZ Hotline, you know the name, you've seen him on Fox 4 reviewing movies and such.
No! Oh my God! Sean Broyles, where are you? Can you believe
what a perfect intro.
He just pulled a Samuel L. Jackson. They don't all look alike, Scott.
I thought that's who it was.
Sean Broyles was on Channel 5.
Oh, Channel 5.
But he is black.
Who's the guy on Channel 4 that reviews the movies?
Scott, keep going, man. Keep going.
Sean, I'm going to go ahead and stop. Who's the guy on Channel 4 that does the movies?
He just Samuel L. Jackson, you.
By the way, if you guys want to see a great flick, see the new movie Tenet out on Netflix.
Who's the guy on Channel 4?
Not Broyles.
Sean, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm horribly embarrassed by myself.
God. Isaiah Washington plays a great CIA operative.
I don't even know how we're going to focus or concentrate after happened.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that is really bad.
Back to the music.
Remember, Sean, he goes, what Super Bowl commercial? Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah, we're going to,
I can't hear you. Boy, that was embarrassing.
So I know, Sean, because I went through this. I know that there are certain things you cannot talk about. And we're not going to ask you to break any confidences here because I know there's legal paperwork involved. But you have been in Los Angeles how many years now?
Boy, this is going on like my 15th year on and off.
Yeah, and you just got a national Bud Seltzer commercial. You're killing it out there.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good back half of the year. So, yeah, it's running all everywhere. You'll see me. I'm a hip.
So
I'm a dancing hip.
Tell me how the Price is Right thing. They're doing this special tomorrow night. I'm assuming you're not going to be on that one because the turnaround takes longer than that. But tell me how it worked.
Okay, so it's crazy. So you know how it was when you were there, probably where there were 200 people sitting in that row
easily
outside. So there's that same row where they sit all the contestants. This time there were 12 of us.
12, okay.
12 people. So you had a really good chance of getting called to come on down because they call 9 people down.
Total, right.
So you know, you had a really, really good chance of making it. But you had to go through that whole thing that you know to impress the dude to show him that you're worthy.
So that's my first question. Was the guy still there? And for those of you who don't know this, the same man for, I think, 35 years has been in charge of choosing the contestants.
Yep, and he's there. And if the funny thing was that one of the contestants pulled a Scott just now. They asked her which. I'm turning you into a verb, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
She pulled a Scott. So they asked her what her favorite game was of The Price is Right. And she named something that was on Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So she's out. Yeah.
Completely biffed the question. He's like, in all my years, in all my years, you couldn't even name Plinko. Are you kidding me?
She's like, no more whammies. And he's like, that's not this show.
Yeah, no, that's not it. By the way, see Tenet. It's out on Netflix. If you guys want to see a great. Anyway.
We're speaking with Sean Edwards from Fox 4.
God.
Sorry.
You cannot make this up. So now you're down to 11 contestants because you know she's going to get the boot.
Exactly, right. So I feel like I got a really good chance. Now, here's the problem. You get in there, and the entire place where the fans were is now covered. So now there's a floor over where all the fans were. It's now extended the stage from where he stands
right.
all the way to the back. So there's no seats anymore.
There's no seating.
You don't go running up the stairs or anything like that?
No. It's the weirdest thing. So now it's a tunnel in back, and you stand there in line, and you wait, and if your name's called, you come running down the tunnel, and then you come out onto the stage, which is already, and so you're standing like 10 feet away from Drew now.
Right.
Get called.
So you come out of the tunnel like George Foreman or another black boxer.
Yes, Foreman, right. I can't think of any now.
I mean, they all look alike.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all named Sean. And yes. But so you run out of this tunnel, and the crazy thing is now the crowd is the rest of the contestants that are waiting to get called. So there's literally like, you remember how you'd have people screaming at you left and right, you know, now you've got literally like three voices yelling at you.
Oh.
Like it's so surreal.
So wait, Sean, do they not pipe in fake audience noise like the Chiefs are doing?
No, it's not at all. It's like, it's literally like three or four voices. It's echoey. It's the weirdest experience. So if you get up on stage, you literally have like Drew talking to you and three other people yelling.
And you're not allowed to hug Drew or touch him or fist bump him.
You can't touch. One thing I can reveal is that Drew has this Gandalf-type beard.
Yeah, we saw the picture.
He looks like a fat David Letterman.
Now, hey, Sean Edwards Broyles, can you hang on for a second?
You got it.
Because I have a special message for you from your former co-anchor.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so can you hang tight?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sit tight.
We're speaking with Sean Edwards Broyles from Channel 45, or 4 and 5.
Of all...
Shut up, Dana. Shut up.
Okay.
I tell you what, you working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
You know what? I've been my mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. Oh, I know boy. That. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
Welcome back. In 15 years of doing this show, one of the most embarrassing moments of my career. Let's bring in Sean Broyles, former Channel 5 news anchor. Hello, Sean.
Say what again? Double dog day. You say what again, Scott?
Sean, your former co-anchor Amy Anderson sends her love.
Oh, I love Amy.
And she says in a text to me and Dana, he's my old co-anchor, but thanks for watching, Scott.
All right, so take us back to The Price is Right. You cannot touch Drew Carey. There are fewer people there. There's no audience. But the games have to be the same, right?
Games are the same, but here's a big change. So remember how when you went down, like, the come on down, it took like 30 seconds or whatever while you acted up and jumped and peed and did everything you do?
Right.
So it took like 30 seconds. So since you don't do that, they have to fill the time. So now they interview us or the contestants, whoever, they interview you on stage. So now Drew will actually get to learn something about you and stuff. So it's not straight to the game like it used to be. Now they talk more to the contestants like Jeopardy.
But Sean, I like that because you as an actor, and you know this, that FaceTime is critical if in fact you got up on stage. And that's going to be great for you if in fact you got up there, which we're not saying either way, and nor do I know.
Absolutely, yes. And I haven't told anyone if anyone from The Price is Right is actually listening. I haven't said whether or not I've gotten up or not. But yes, the FaceTime is wonderful if you got up there. And so they talk to you about your family and all that kind of stuff. But the games are still the same. It's just, you know, I could tell it was harder to play because you're not getting as much feedback. Like, if you don't know the prices, you get no help, basically.
So, I see what you're saying.
So you can't turn to the
audience. There's no one going higher, higher, lower, lower.
Sean, let me ask you this, because you're one of the few who have been on the set of the new Price is Right, if you will. Are you familiar with the show Impractical Jokers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We actually met Joe out here on an audition.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. You know, they run around and do all their funny little skits around New York City, et cetera. But they've been on hiatus because their shtick won't work if they can't get, you know, within a couple of feet of people or touch people and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
So now they've gone to the Zoom where they sit there and eat and tell jokes to each other, and it just doesn't work. Does The Price is Right, even without a live studio audience, still work?
Yeah, it works. It works because the games are still, like, watching it, because we got to watch the actual show while we were sitting there waiting to see if our name was called. And even without the audience, just watch it, because you can still play at home. That's the great thing about Price is Right, is that you basically are watching it and guessing on your own. So even without the audience, you're still guessing. So, like, I'm playing it alongside everybody else. So it's still a bunch of fun. I mean, Drew gets to talk more and joke more, so that's kind of cool.
Good.
So, yeah, so it's still a blast to watch, because the games are the same. Like, we got to see Plinko, and we got to see the Mountain Climber game, and we got to see... You know, we got to see all the classic games, so it was still pretty cool. And the excitement that someone showed when, like, they would open the doors and a new car would come out was still the same.
And then, so Sean, tell me this, in between, for any of the contestants who do get to spin the wheel, do they sanitize the wheel? How does the wheel work? Because you'd all be touching it.
Yeah, it was crazy. So they sanitized the wheel, but in between contestants, they did not. So, you know, I guess you had the hope that, like, you didn't touch the same rung
that
someone else did. But they had masks on set. They had gloves. They sprayed our hands. Anytime anyone was on set, they sprayed hands. So everyone that got up there got mic'd. So we all had our hands sprayed with sanitizers. We all had masks on. So they really took, like, every precaution.
So,
like, they didn't let you like have your mask off at all.
So what day should we be watching for you?
December 8th is the episode that I was there to tape. So that would be, and I can't obviously say anything, but I cannot stress anymore that everyone will want to watch The Price is Right on December 8th.
I'm putting it in my calendar now. And then remind everybody, Sean, you also did the match game. You, like, killed it on the match game.
Oh, yeah. I did the match game in 2016 and won the $25,000. I've been on Wheel of Fortune.
He won 25 grand on the match game went on Wheel of Fortune.
You're like a little game show hooker, aren't you?
I'm telling you, I am, man. It's crazy. There's a little game show industry out here if you know how to play it. So, you know, I'm actually part of the people that test game shows for Game Show Network and NBC and things like that. They pay me. You know, you just got to go in there and act a fool and act like you're, you know, basically peeing yourself.
Right.
Is that how Dana ended up on The Price is Right?
And it is. And little known fact, you don't actually have to urinate on the man model to get up there.
You don't, but it's fun to do so.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, I cannot wait to see December 8th. I cannot wait.
I can't either. I can't.
And then
either.
What else do you have coming down the pipe? Anything?
Just the Bud Light commercial right now, and I'm still working. You know, doing my acting with they're just picking up now. So we just started seeing a lot more auditions. So I auditioned for a pilot for Adult Swim, and a couple more shows. So we're starting to see everything pick up again as the industry picks up. So hopefully I'll have more news in the near future.
You know, I'm so proud of you, and I don't tell you this enough, that you said you were going to go out to L.A. and give it a go, and, man, you did it. So many people go out there, and they can't make it work, and you have made it work.
Yeah, it's been a good ride, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Tell us how much you don't miss the news business.
Oh, my God, man. I mean, oh, my Lord. It's the greatest thing to be out of there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Amy and Dwayne. I saw you in the car. I'm sorry. I know. God, all the days of going out in the snow and coming back and seeing all the producers have eaten all the pizza and we're out there scrounging for quick trip burritos. My God. Dude, I could go on forever.
Here's what I would say, Sean. If there is ever a video game about jumping out of a bush, man, you and I have got it down. I don't mess around with the bush jumping.
No.
Oh, man, I'm with you.
I'm going to get you. I'll get you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sean, I apologize from the bottom of my heart.
You're fine, man.
I'm mortified.
You gave me an opportunity to do a Tenet bit. Come on. How often do I get to do that?
Well, I don't know, but I don't know how often you run around doing Tenet bits.
In
but
a
I
world.
Am...
In a world. Was a dumbass in Kansas City radio who confused two black men who appear on Kansas City television.
God.
Well, best of luck. Well, I cannot wait to watch on December 8th, truly.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
You take care. Be well, my friend.
Thank you for the moment of humility. I appreciate that, too.
You got it.
And be well. Take care, buddy. December 8th, right? Price is Right?
Yep.
Okay, man. We'll see you there. All right.
Bye-bye.
I got it on my calendar. December 8th. Here's what I know about Sean. A, no one found that funnier than Sean did what just happened, despite the mortification, if that is a word, happening right now in this room.
As soon as I looked at your face, I knew I had made a mistake.
He is.
Your jaw dropped on the floor.
One of the greatest guys with the best sense of humor I've ever met, number one, which is part of the reason he's done so well in Los Angeles. He's just a great guy, and he's funny as hell. You know, he tried stand-up comedy. He's done it all. Number two, if I had to bet my house on one contestant who would get up there outside of myself, it would be Broyles.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better, Dana. Thank you.
I am that certain, knowing what I know about him, that he got up there.
Okay.
So...
All right, coming up after
awkward
4 o'clock.
Toss to break in three. Uh-huh. Hang on, two.
Loading. Check out the movie.
God.
We can't get that one back. Let's just go to break.
Man.
There must be some misunderstanding.
It's going to take a while to live that one down. That's okay. Forget the anxiety of the stock market. Savvy investors are looking to Mickey Mantle. Baseball cards are a safe, reliable way, apparently, to grow your investment portfolio, according to the Daily Mail. And it's all about blue chip names like Yankee legend Mickey Mantle. In 1988, a mint-condition Mantle rookie card sold at auction for just $3,300. 30 years later, though, the price for a mint-condition Mantle rookie jumped to a whopping $2.8 million. Says PWCC Director of Business Development Jesse Craig, the market is on fire. We're very fortunate to be in the business that we're in right now during a pandemic and still be thriving. Part of this steady market is the fact that cards have a limited supply and hold great emotional value, so will always be in demand.
Until your mom throws them out.
And blue chip cards have steadily outperformed blue chip stocks. Uh-huh.
There was a record in, let's see, about 2 weeks ago. A Honus Wagner baseball card.
Yeah, that's the famous one that everybody thinks about. They were sold with
this was 2 weeks ago. In a New Jersey auction house, brokered the holy grail of sales at $3.25 million.
Yeah, you know the... Yeah, okay, you've seen the...
I'm not familiar, no. But it's a trading card...
You've never seen that trade?
It's a trading card from 1909 to 1911.
He played for Pittsburgh. And it was he was adamantly opposed to cigarette smoking, okay?
Oh, okay.
And his card was originally sold with a pack of cigarettes. And if I remember the story right, I think I do, and he was so anti-smoking, he demanded that his card never be sold with a pack of cigarettes again. That's why there aren't that many of them around.
Okay, so there were fewer than 200 produced more than a century ago. Only a fraction of that number remain. And you're right. They were included in packs of cigarettes that were sold to kids. He didn't like that. Where did they find it? Oh, listen to this. The $3.25 million sale was brokered between the company, a buyer, and a seller from the Midwest.
Oh, really?
Previous record was $3.1 million for that same card, by the way. He said both the buyer, a sports memorabilia collector, and the seller who bought the card 20 years ago for $130,000, wished to remain anonymous.
Of course he didn't want his house broken.
So 20 years ago, $130,000. Today, $3.2 million. What do you do with it if you have something like that?
You definitely put it in a safe.
then what's the point?
To pull it out every once in a while and just look at it and think about how rich you are? That you have a Honus Wagner card that most people will never even get to look at, much less touch?
I guess. On the back of it, it says, Sweet Caporal Cigarettes, the standard for years, baseball series, 150 subjects. You know, that was back in the day where they said 4 out of 5 doctors and dentists prefer Camels.
Well, they do.
Huh.
They do. It's good for your health.
You know, I understand people collect things for different reasons, but for something that small, worth that much, I've never understood what you would do with it. Other than you have so much money, you can.
Well, why do people buy anything that is rare and... Like, say, for the Eddie Van Halen guitars that are going on sale in the not-too-distant future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're saying one of his most iconic guitar, the red and white one, is going to sell for, what, $800,000 or something? Or is it $80 or $800? I can't remember. But it's like an obscene amount of money that most people can't just write a check for.
It was $80.
$80,000. Okay, thank you, Sam.
Huh.
I mean, I can't go into an auction house and write a check for $80,000, but somebody who can. And they're going to hang it up on their wall that nobody else is going to get to see but them and their friends when they come over. But you guess what? Look, friends, look how rich I am. That's an actual Eddie Van Halen guitar right there.
I guess.
Let's spin a record. That's what rich people do. They sit around and buy stuff, and then they show it off to their friends. And
I guess.
Seriously. I mean, I will tell you this, not that anybody else cares but me. I found online a very rare... the first ever single that Thin Lizzy ever released.
Mm-hmm.
And some yahoo sold it to me for $25. Just arrived at the house last week. Now, do you think I'm going to play that on the record player? No. Do you think I'm going to stare at it? Yes.
I was going to say, you got $25 for it, did he?
Uh-huh. You be quiet.
In 30 years, it'll be worth 26.
26.
Well, it's an investment. It's an investment.
Slow growing, but it is an investment.
We call that a conservative investment. You know, I'm getting up there in age. I can't go doing all that risky stuff.
It's no Honus Wagner.
No,
but...
it's not. It's not a Honus Wagner, but in my world, it's my Honus Wagner.
Did your mom ever throw out your baseball cards like every male adult says?
She threw out that Ozzy Osbourne record that one day, but that's the only thing she ever... No, I don't think so. The only memories that I have, like, growing up that I just thought, man, Mom, you're weird, was A, when she threw out the Ozzy Osbourne record out the front door. Oh, this would have been worth something if it was still in good condition. Remember the old, the famous Farrah Fawcett poster?
Oh, yeah.
Where her was sticking out?
I remember.
And I bought that at the PX in Anchorage, Alaska, and I brought it home because I was in love with Farrah Fawcett when I was a little kid. I thought she was gorgeous. And my mom says, what'd you get at the store? And I said, I got a Farrah Fawcett poster. So she says, well, let me see it. So I take it out of the little wrapper, and I open up the Farrah Fawcett poster. And she says, oh, my. You know, because...
the big toothy smile.
And the headlights. Yep. And she said, you can hang that onto your wall, but you have to cut it in half.
She decapitated her.
No, she deboobed her.
Lower?
Me?
Lower?
She deboobed her.
No,
my mom was like, higher,
off.
Higher, that's higher. Hilarious. She made me cut it off right above the breasts. And so it was just her face and her neck.
Well, that was the devil working in your bedroom.
News is next. Hey, don't forget, a week from tomorrow is Election Day. We have continuous coverage on election night right here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.